And by the way, I don't know much about Bill Hicks, so please tell us more about Bill Hicks. I would like to know.
Okay. Well, he was rising up and becoming rather famous. Frack, what the heck is going on with my bloody computer today? It's unbelievable. All right. He was rising up and becoming really famous in the late 80s, early 90s. I think he died in 1994 at age 32, I think, or 33. And he, at the time, was becoming one of the greatest comedians, and in my opinion still is, probably the greatest comedian who ever lived. And he talked about the Iraq War, and this is how he described the Iraq War. There was never a war. We go, well, how can you say that, Bill? Well, a war is when two armies are fighting each other. So you see right there, there right. there was never really a war. And the other things about philosophy that he really got down. He, you know, Kevin Booth, American Drug War, the documentary.
No, I'm sorry, not familiar with him either.
Okay.
Hey, I'm out of the loop.
Well, they were good friends back in the day, and they did this mushroom trip together, and Bill Hicks and one of his other friends who was there, they heard this voice, and it said, death is an illusion. Reality is not what it seems. And we are the imagination of ourselves. And they turned to each other and they both heard it. They'd both heard it. They were tripping balls on mushrooms and they both heard this exact same voice in their head. They had a deeply profound spiritual awakening. And when Bill Hicks ended his comedy sketches, he'd kind of end it like this, like the world is like an amusement park. It's got thrills and chills. It's very brightly colored and it's very loud and it's fun for a while. And some people have been on this ride for a long time and they think that it's real. And when somebody comes along and reminds them, no, this is just a ride, they say, well, this has to be real. Look at my bank account and my family. This has to be real. And he goes, no, it's not real. It's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we choose to. It's only a choice between fear and love. And that's
profound.
It.
Profound. Yeah, it's profound.
Oh, and that's only the half of it. You know, I can't. I used to listen to Bill Hicks so much I was able to recite entire kind of hour-long sketches of his, but haven't kept up with the repetition in order to keep that up there. But yeah, he's that good, and he tells a lot of profound things that sort of were key to my awakening as a person. I mean, I'm not a comedian per se. I like to tell a few jokes and make people laugh here and there. But at the end of the day, I'm actually a really serious person, and in general, I'm very, very angry all the time at things. And Bill Hicks was also very angry, but he had these deep ways of really understanding what things were truly about and not letting it get to him.
That's interesting.
I think it's profound lessons for all of us contained within his comedy. And I believe that people actually, it should be kind of like required listening. You know how in school they had required reading, required viewing, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
you know?
Required propaganda, but I understand what you're saying.
And I think that it's counterintuitive because you have a look at, say, the politicians speaking and so on and so forth. No, they're not funny. They're not funny, are they? You know, when George Bush or Barack Obama are trying to like do these speeches at these comedy roasts or whatever, they're just not funny, you know, because they're psychopaths.
Right.
I wouldn't know a good joke of hitting them in the face.
They are a joke, and it's not a funny joke at all. It's a very serious joke, these people. And what you're saying earlier with love and all that, we need more of that. People just do not know how to show love to each other anymore. You say you have this anger in you, but it seems to me you use it in a constructive way to show love at times. Well, with these guys running the world, I don't think they ever were loved. Maybe they were abused as children. Maybe, who knows what they, but all they know is hate. And they can preach their little love stuff, or they don't really preach love. I don't even know what to call what they preach, but
it's called scumbaggery.
Hate. Scumbaggery, yes. Scumbaggery, perfect way to put it, yep. And there's a lot of scumbags out there.
Yeah, I do believe that this is the case. Because I've talked to a lot of politicians, you know, high-up politicians, you know, personally I've spoken to them. And they don't get higher up if they're an honest, decent person, really. And if they are, they don't last long. I've seen so many honest, decent politicians lose their seats in Parliament to complete psychos. And I've seen a lot of psychos get all the way to the top and go even further. You know, like we had a former Prime Minister, Helen Clark, who's the Labour Party head, and she was more or less the driving force and controlling factor of that party for like 20 years, right? No ideas basically got through the party without her say-so. And so when she becomes the Prime Minister, she implements a whole bunch of draconian policies. She tried to make incandescent light bulbs illegal to force people to have energy-saver light bulbs with the mercury in them. She tried to force people to ban vitamins and have them regulated by a pharmaceutical company. So well, they're only pharmaceutical companies.
Isn't that Agenda 21, basically?
No, it's Codex Alimentarius. But
I'm sorry. Yes, my bad. Codex Alimentarius. Great.
And so naturally, dig this, you know, because Codex Alimentarius and Agenda 21 are at the UN, right? And so guess what job she gets after becoming the Prime Minister of New Zealand for 9 years? She becomes head of the UN Development Fund. The third highest position in the UN with a $9 billion budget. And it's like, whoa. So suddenly the international aspect starts to come into full fruition and view, and you realize what happens when you're a psycho, when you're willing to lie, cheat, deceive, and basically have no qualms about people dying because of your actions, you get more promotions than you can freaking handle. If you're a good person, on the other hand, if you always tell the truth, if you always try to help people, if you always try to be the salvation of humanity, you get assassinated.
Sure.
You notice that? Sure.
Yep. That's how it works in all endeavors of mankind now. And I mean, and that's based out of the secret societies. That's how they get promotions and stuff. And that's, I guess, the dirty, rotten people are more trustworthy to the agenda than, or like you say, scumbags are more trustworthy to the agenda than good people who would break the agenda or would try to fight it. And Washington, D.C., what you were talking about later or earlier, where people get into government and then they, even if they're good, they go bad when they get there. It's like a disease. In D.C., I mean, I've gone there. You can just feel the filth. It's such a beautiful city. It's like Rome, right? It's just a beautiful city, but it feels so filthy there.
Well, the city is planned on the outlay of a giant pentagram.
Oh, of course, right, you know.
And it does have a giant Masonic penis pillar in the middle, drawing down Luciferian energy from the sky, according to Freemasonic beliefs. It does have the largest amount per square foot of Masonic lodges out of any city in the world, I think.
I think you are correct. I think you are correct on that.
You know, so you walk into a place, you've got evil coming down from the sky, evil on the floor plan, and evil everywhere you look. If you're a sensitive person, you can feel that. You can, it's actually palpable. You can really, truly feel it. I remember when I got arrested for the first time, I felt that when I walked into the police station, into the cells. And I don't think it was the criminals in the cells that were the product of that evil. I think it was the cops who ran the place. We'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show. .com. Ladies and gentlemen, John Lebang is French for explosion. We'll be right back.